It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. France seeks support to defeat Islamic State. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Hollande is in Moscow on a diplomatic mission to build an offensive force against Islamic State. It's also taken him to the United States, Germany, Britain, and Italy. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday and should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings that the plane was in its airspace before shooting it down. Tens of thousands gathered in Nairobi to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis, the first papal visit to Kenya since 1995. Pope Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi in his Popemobile Thursday, driving past massive crowds that had waited hours to see him. Earlier, he told an audience of Christian and Muslim leaders that they must engage in dialogue to guard against radicalization and acts of violence in the name of God. On Friday, the Pope will visit with the poor in Nairobi's Kangemi slum and visit with youth at Kasarani Stadium. A man is in custody after jumping over a White House fence while President Obama and his family were inside celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. Draped in an American flag, Joseph Caputo scaled a fence on the North Lawn and was immediately apprehended by the Secret Service. His age, hometown, and reasons for jumping have not been disclosed. This is VOA News. The Boca